The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Claude Faig. In Labrador, a sigh of relief after an uncertain night for one community. A massive fire in Happy Valley Goose Bay is now under control. George Andrews is the town's mayor.
This morning, I am lifting the state of emergency. We'd like to advise impacted residents that have been displaced as a result of last night's fire evacuation. They are now permitted to return to their homes at this time.
The fire erupted last night and spread to an airport hangar where locals say oxygen tanks were being stored.
This was a huge, huge effort on behalf of, all our emergency services were engaged. And, our crews fought very hot, very comfortable conditions through the nights.
Andrews told CBC News it was a massive undertaking. The RCMP are asking local residents to stay away from the site of the fire as firefighters continue to battle it. A day after coming under fire for remarks he made on domestic violence, Nova Scotia Justice Minister Brad Johns has resigned. Premier Tim Houston accepted his resignation. On Thursday, Johns said he did not believe domestic violence was an epidemic in Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia NDP leader Claudia Chender says he should have resigned immediately.
I wasn't surprised because it was the thing that had to happen following the minister's comments. But, on behalf of, I would say, victims of domestic violence and the agencies and individuals across this province who serve them, I was relieved.
To Gaza now. People in Rafah sift through the rubble of a residential building after an Israeli airstrike Friday night. At least 9 people were killed. 6 were children, according to hospital officials. Israel has warned that it plans to launch a full attack on the border city, saying it cannot defeat Hamas without a ground assault in Rafah. A man who set himself on fire outside the Donald Trump hush money trial has died. It happened during protests outside the New York courthouse as the jury was being finalized inside. Police say the man threw pamphlets into the air before dousing his body in a liquid accelerant. Fred Gates was one of the shaken onlookers.
And then he pulled out a lighter and just lit himself on fire. It seemed like he had real purpose. Everybody started to run away from him.
Police say the man died in hospital due to his injuries. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is meeting today with the president of Poland. Andrzej Duda said in a speech in Vancouver Friday, the West has a lot of gaps in its industrial base to produce military aid for Ukraine in its defense against Russia. He wants members of NATO, including Canada, to raise defense spending to 3% of GDP from the current 2%. An enormous amount of rain has hit the Persian Gulf, Pakistan, and Afghanistan this week. Flooding has killed more than 100 people, and though this kind of weather isn't unexpected, the warming planet is giving it intensity. Science reporter Anand Ram has more.
In Afghanistan, men push a car stuck on a flooded street. Picking up the pieces in Pakistan next door, villagers whose homes are now mud and rubble. Our children narrowly escaped by the grace of God, says one. Just a taste of the fallout from powerful storms this month around the Persian Gulf that killed more than 130 people with unexpected timing and intensity. Mudhuvel Chalaya is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says global warming is driving that uncertainty.
What's happening is this volatility in the events.
But with more frequent extremes, experts say governments can't get away with treating them as once-in-a-lifetime events. For Pakistan, the storms come just 2 years after more than 1,700 people were killed and tens of millions affected by monsoon flooding. An early reminder that this year's rainy season hasn't even started yet. Anand Ram, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Claude Faye.